I kind of want to invent an app that makes you sick so that you have an excuse not to do things. But it only makes you sick for like an hour.
Yeah, it's an app that tells you to eat a cigarette. Just, yeah.
Jester's Academy is a weekly comedy satire podcast hosted by Dustin, Macho, Chris, and Bob. On all planes of existence.
Well, everybody knows your name.
Boom, and we're live. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great, Welcome to Jester's Academy, show with hot mics and cold beers.
I don't have one of those no more.
My name's Dustin.
How do we start?
Okay, so my name's Dustin. Dream of the Night is Macho. Macho, you'd make a loud-ass noise.
Yeah, it's like, bah, 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 like that.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. Dream of the Night is...
Nobody else!
He plays Fat Macho.
We already got introduced, Joey. Thank you.
Is this ass butt over here, Chris?
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey, ass butt.
What?
You don't like my new name for you?
Nah, I don't like
that. I thought it'd be cool. Nah, it's like
It's not cool.
Like Sparky.
It feels kind of bad.
Champ, boss, ass butt.
No.
Ass butt.
No, I think it's kind of disrespectful.
I think that's going to stick.
Actually.
Wow,
but
that's an interesting.
You can just call me Chris.
Okay.
Chris.
I'll try that out. Hi, Chris.
Chris.
Butt.
Hey.
Butt. Chris butt.
I don't like how that sounds. I like ass butt instead.
Ass butt seems good.
Also joining us tonight is the number one pillow jockey, Bob.
What's up, liver nuts? How you doing?
Oh, got him.
That's a weird combination.
For me, that kind of feels racist. I don't know.
It's definitely a weird combo, I gotta say.
What? That's how I hear all your friends refer to you?
It was like a on-the-fly dad joke insult.
I'm known as a roof monkey.
A roof monkey. Huh.
That's racist.
Yeah, we definitely... that's probably bad.
Probably shouldn't be one of those.
You can't say any part of a house and then the word monkey ever again.
No, it's not.
I'm kind of a window
look,
monkey.
Man.
You're
a bad person.
It's
you
bad.
Can't say that.
I'm going to just cut this whole part.
Yeah, we're going to have to just burn this whole podcast to the ground.
Yeah.
How does this start again?
Oh.
I call Chris an ass butt.
Call him an ass butt.
Bob's a pillow jockey.
Bob's a pillow jockey and
Macho's...
I'm fat Macho.
Macho's fat.
I'm just a fat guy.
We pretty much shit on everybody.
Dustin's bald.
Why are you crying,
fuck
liberals?
You guys.
Why are you crying?
I don't talk about my nipples anymore.
That's fucked. Yeah, we shouldn't. It's like such a small topic.
It really is, isn't it?
It's tiny.
It's actually a large topic. I don't have big nipples.
It's a minuscule topic.
They're normal topics.
There isn't really any substance.
Like Lunchable fucking pepperoni nipples. It's weird.
I didn't realize you guys all had these champion breed nipples.
Well,
we do.
You know,
we What's can't the all size be
champion. Not exactly like dinner plates.
Like a quarter?
Like a solo cup?
Like a solo cup?
Maybe like a...
That's what you guys have.
A right? 50 cent piece.
Yeah, there you go. Like a half dollar maybe?
Yeah, like a gold dollar.
You know, like a shot glass.
I feel like that's too big. That's too big, Bob, damn it.
I think I've said Bro's that once before. Like,
super, oh, yeah. That's old whiskey nips.
Yeah.
Right? As I recall, way back from yonder days.
Old whiskey nips.
Hey, boys. It's me. Old whiskey lips.
Nips.
Damn it.
Whiskey lips?
Damn
that's
it.
His wife.
Right. Cha-ching.
Hit the that Spanish game
rim
plays
shot
fat
real
much.
Quick.
I don't think he's playing that.
I don't like Joey.
He really is fat.
He's always making fun of me and stuff. We don't even know each other personally. That's the problem.
He just knows of me.
Yeah, from how? From how do he know you?
Do tell.
Exactly. That's what I'm wondering. Is how.
You guys want to hear an invention I made?
Definitely.
Is it how
is it
to
good?
Shrink your nipples?
It's called AI Dad.
Nice.
It works kind of like Siri, but it's your dad.
So your dad is a inanimate object.
Inanimate even, yeah.
How does it work?
Well, it...
Does he feed you?
It works at the post office during the day, and then it comes home and is your dad.
Okay.
So you don't hear from it for like 8 hours?
Like, what does he do? Because like, my dad was abducted by like space octopus or some shit. I don't know. So I don't really...
It was ducks.
How does it
so
work?
For what you, this would, like, this would work what great purpose? Then. Because one thing that can't happen is space octopuses won't take this dad because he's AI. Unless there's AI space out.
Say what now?
All the things that you said. All those syllables.
Oh, the AI space octopus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there should be any of those.
It
but
can be
what you're going to have here is you're going to have a pay-to-win dad where at first the base
P2P.
Model is just a really bad dad. He works at the post office. You never see him. You can pay $2.99
And now your dad works part-time and knows how to play catch through the app.
Do tell.
Through the app.
Through the app, yeah. Like you play catch kind of virtually. Like a Tamagotchi, but it's your dad. A Tamadaddy.
You fling your phone?
Don't throw your phone. Never do that.
Yeah, don't throw your dad.
You know why? Because your dad will get upset. And it can ground you from the phone.
Oh, it just fucking locks your shit?
Yeah, if it catches you looking up prawn, dad just locked your phone for the next 7 days.
When I look up prawn all the time.
You're grounded.
Yeah. Go outside, you're grounded.
I feel like I will always get grounded.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like, how turn it works all your now. Shit off, go outside, yeah. You're grounded.
In this day and age, that's how you punish your kids. Go outside, you're grounded. No more TV, so no more Xbox, no more Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. It's weird because they would that's rather like be partially inside. True.
Yeah.
A lot
it's
of
fully
them.
True. And that's why the AI dad is right for you.
It starts as a not so great dad. I wouldn't want to say a bad dad, but
like on weekends, the app actually smells like alcohol and you kind of know to stay away from it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, so it's like
I've heard about that.
It's like a visitations type of dad.
Yeah.
So how do you like upgrade your dad? Are they like dad crates?
So for $7.99 you can get what's known as a random dad loot crate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you buy them with like what? The dad currency?
Google points.
In-app dad currency? Or?
Yeah. Like your dad will give you an allowance if you clear up the clutter on your phone, if you clear your search history. When you start actually doing maintenance on your phone, your dad gives you an allowance for the week.
Nice.
And that's like seven dad crystals. Dad coins. Dad crystals, dad coins, dad gems. Okay.
And what do you like spend it on? Like
I think they should be diamonds. The diamonds.
The diamonds.
I like it. So. Yeah.
You spend your currency on...
On upgrading your...
The diamonds, macho.
Upgrading your dad. Are you not listening?
They're the diamonds.
What do you upgrade?
You can get him a better watch. You can make him watch movies with you. You can have talks with him if you spend the right
money. Like heart-to-hearts?
Yeah. And you can raise up his charisma.
Ooh.
For who? His sexual prowess. There's a scale for that.
All right.
So eventually... Do you want an ugly-ass dad?
I'm looking at...
Like a stepmom.
The beta version.
Uh-huh. Which I don't believe I ever made one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like betas, especially not my dad. No, that's the free dad, the beta dad.
Yeah, it's a beta dad. So your beta dad, my beta dad,
yeah, of course.
That you made, where do I pay to like get pants on him? Because right now he's just standing in the woods with a BB gun, butt naked.
All right, dude. I don't know if that's what we have to jump into now. That's actually a good podcast story.
What's up? What happened?
It's so hot
what?
Here.
What?
God dang.
I drank a little bit too much last nerve. Night. I think that's a law I broke. I don't think I can tell you on the podcast.
Yeah, you probably can't. You can't be.
It is what it is.
Can't be doing that.
I got really drunk and then I went in my woods naked with a BB gun.
Where were you hunting?
I don't remember.
That's the best part.
I don't. If no one told me
that
happened.
Didn't you say a sword? Whatever he was looking for and he wouldn't even know.
No, I did not have a sword. I thought it'd be funny if I did, but I didn't. I had a BB gun for some reason. And I could have done it, yeah. I could have, whatever I was out there trying to do, I could have done it.
What if he did it and we don't even know?
I won't go back there.
What he did.
I'm telling you, he went back there clean, came back dirty as fuck.
How do you know?
I was there too.
Well, were you the ones in the woods I was going to take care of?
We were actually hiding from you.
Yeah, we were going to hang out.
It was a whole game of manhunt.
Imagine you guys came in.
It was funny until the BB gun came out.
I know. He took it to a whole other level.
Hunting people, saving things, the family business.
It's your own type of battle royale. Every man for himself, but I only have the gun.
Yeah.
What would your dad say? Your dad.
So that is a great point.
Yeah, I'm more than sure your AI dad got mad.
He was not happy with me. I had to mow the lawn. Well, I had to have Sylvia mow the lawn.
I did not mow the lawn.
Yeah. I had to watch as Sylvia mowed that lawn. I'm like, dang, this sucks.
Thanks, Dad.
No,
this is bad.
I've got the full package, so my dad doesn't really punish me as much.
Oh, so you're a spoiled brat.
Yeah, because I paid the...
He's already level maxed out.
Well, I
out.
Made it so I can max my character.
You bought the guilt DLC?
But I still have ads for some reason.
Just your fucking AI dad in the middle of saying something. Just, and you can get this watch today.
Speaking of dads, check out Dad's ads.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so what happened is he paid $4.99... to have his AI dad back his car over a box of puppies. And now, whenever Dustin asks for something, AI dad feels bad.
That's a bad feeling,
gets,
AI dad.
Yeah, yeah. He gets whatever he wants now.
Speaking of bad dad ads,
so you got the guilty
there's an ad
part.
For an abs workout. So I'm like trying to talk to my dad, and I got dad ads abs.
Oh, my gosh.
Dad abs abs. That's a lot to say.
It's really not.
AI dad
great...
abs?
I've already made close to $7. It's on the marketplace, but the Amazon
market. But when you watch the AI dad ad apps, you get the diamonds.
The diamonds.
For watching the AI dad
ad. You actually get a bonus.
You do get about three dad diamonds for watching a dad ad.
Fair enough. So the complete version is what, like $9.99?
I want to rewrite the Bible, but replace every time it says the word father with daddy.
Daddy?
Holy daddy, thou art in heaven.
Holy daddy!
Oh, it's so blasphemous.
Is it?
I'm not saying I want to change the idea of the Bible.
No, I just want to change one word.
Just a quick edit.
Just a quick edit. Just select all fathers and change to dad.
Touch up. My holy daddy, who art in heaven. And so daddy smote upon them.
Honor thy daddy.
Though and daddy laid waste to the land.
Hold on a second. I gotta restart my dad.
Guys, my daddy.
So your base dad kind of just...
Your dad's a mom. What the fuck? You how?
That's your base dad.
Oh, nice.
All right. You can upgrade to...
Yesterday, I ate a sour butthole. Now I have syphilis.
And that's like an upgraded dad. Now it has some content. Some
flavor to it.
A flavor for your dad.
It has a flavor.
There's actually several skins buttholes and flavors you can buy for your dad. Oh my God.
The sour buttholes are so good.
What?
That's just an add-on.
That fucking broke me for a second there. Oh, man.
So here's what I propose. Macho, real quick. Me and you step into the word machine.
Uh-huh. Tiny
dad. Boom. You see how that works? Tiny dad.
Tiny
now
dad.
We have a new thing we can put into the app. It works so great. All the things we can add in.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff if that's the case. Just get, you got to pay $1.99 for that one though.
Now, Chris, are you upset about tiny
little
dad?
Little dad.
No, I'm not. No, it's, I'm just, don't you already have that? It's a dad app. I mean, it's a phone. Your phone's small.
Yeah, but it's an add-on.
Macho, your phone is tiny.
It's an add-on. Don't be making fun of my phone.
You have a tiny dad.
You have a tiny dad.
Because your phone is so small.
My phone was made like this.
Look at my big-ass dad, bro.
My dad's fucking huge.
That's
look
a big-ass dad.
Look
why you guys got such big
my
dads?
Goddamn dad
look,
is.
Dude,
why? He's beefy. Understand.
Look at your dad's just so big.
Dad.
Oh, your dad's a fucking dude.
You guys got such big dads.
Okay.
I know. What is happening right now? The thing is, he got it from his dad.
Oh, his dad got it from his dad. Okay, so I have this little dad, right? So that's just what I have to pay. Then I have to pay like $1.99 for this. It's just a fucking extra add-on for no reason. Just makes me a little...
No,
nothing you can buy
phone
in our app would make your phone bigger. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I could try, though.
Yeah. You can ask your dad.
I mean, I'm going to get a tablet now.
You can ask your dad for a bigger phone.
Ooh, a dadlet.
Yeah.
The dadlet. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Dadlet app.
It's weird and fleshy.
It's for tablets only.
Yeah. That one actually has like a selfie feature. You can put your dad next to you in pictures and take a shot.
It's just take a fucking screenshot of it. Yeah, got it.
With your AI dad. Mm-hmm. Mine looks like Al Borland from Home Improvement.
Of course it does.
Yeah, I had to pay $27 for that. But,
I figured it. Just the skin. You just paid for the skin. That was pretty much it. It's still the same.
My
dude.
AI Al dad.
Yeah. AI Al.
So you go from the tiny dad. You upgrade to the dadlet, then you can what?
Then you get a big
dad. Is there a PC version?
You can supersize it and go to Big Daddy.
We can't do the PC version because of Universal Soldier 2.
Oh.
Gotcha. Too many splits.
There's too many things going on in that one. Crashes the app every time.
Okay.
Whenever we ran the dad on the PC, it watched Universal Soldier 2 and we had problems.
I mean, what about for like the whales? The big spenders. How about like maybe a holodad?
That's
like,
brilliant.
Like define one of those holodad drones that fucking follows you around.
Yeah.
Like a sphere.
Or we can just make the whole roof of your room a projector for holodad to walk
and
around.
He just watches you sleep.
You have a dad room.
Yeah.
Just the new AI dad room.
Just the whole time he's just.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how he is at first. You have to pay for him not to do that.
Now with Snuggle Technology.
Oh, Snuggle Tech Dad.
Snuggle Techs. Damn it.
Don't ever send me Snuggle text.
I want.
Yo, your shit gets hacked text and your dad just fucks you.
Oh, shit. Off you walk in.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Doing
too far.
Silence of the Lamb scene. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck
me.
God, my dad got hacked.
My dad all, is a virus?
Dad's all rapey now. I think he wants to wear my skin.
Oh, no. Like, we can't. This is too dangerous. Technology put in someone's home.
Well, I mean, you know, but they got to pay us the big bucks, though, for that.
Oh, wait. That's funny. You said us?
Yeah. Yeah, us. Hmm. Dustin. There's an us here.
I think all the profits would be going to Dustin Industries.
That's not even a thing.
It is. It's a subsidiary of Jester's now. Dustin's Industries. D.I.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get the memo?
It's actually spelled D.I.C.K. Yeah,
I actually own
Dustin's Industry Corporation.
I own 33.3 shares.
Yeah, he owns
Bob owns 33.3 shares as
Why are you guys sharing in his corporate office?
Why? Because they own a little over half of my dick.
That sounds, about right.
Mine now.
You guys can
part of it.
You guys can
to
keep
do with as I please.
The dick corp.
Macho, are you interested in buying into my dick?
Nope.
Are you sure?
No, I heard it was trademarked.
Yeah.
I'm way good on that.
Dustin's Industrious Corporation?
Well, look, I'm not selling. So if you want to sell your shares, that's fine.
Bob, you should sell your shares.
I want
shares.
That money.
Yeah. Right now,
you should sell
for one
all
share,
of
what's
your
about?
Shares.
Why would I do that?
12 cents?
Because you're actually sharing the Dick Industries with Chris.
Dick no, we're not sharing.
When did it become Dick Industries? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Yeah, now you're adding industries.
They missed that.
Dustin's Industrious Corporation.
Corporation.
That would be so silly.
So what does the K mean?
There's no K.
There
D-I-C.
Is. It was D-I-C-K.
Never had that.
Your lies.
Mm. Wow, dude.
It's just like Kryptonian.
Yeah. Also on Krypton.
It's Cryus.
That's why you don't have any part of the share.
I don't want none of your
stupid,
dick.
Dumb Krypton.
I don't want none of your dick, damn it. Chris can take your dick. He can have all the dick.
You know what? My dick's going to do big things, and you're going to want it.
Guess what? Bob can take the dick, too.
Look,
it's cool.
Macho, it's not about the dick. It's about the money.
Yeah.
The dick is somewhere off-site, like in a box.
You have to take the dick to get the
money. Nobody actually sees the dick, bro.
Dick is not in a box.
You guys
know it's in a box.
Don't put dick in a box.
Don't box dick.
Nobody puts dick in a box.
Nobody puts dick in the corner.
Bob's second-guessing his idea now. He's second guessing his
thought.
No,
he's pricing boxes.
Like, you know what? I am part of Dick Amazon. Industries. Wait.
I have a really cool segue for this. Speaking of dad phones and ad dads, have you guys seen chess boxing?
Chess boxing.
What the fuck
yes.
did you say to me?
You've seen that
I
shit?
I have seen it. It's weird as fuck.
Yeah. Two boxers into a ring, sit down on a chessboard, play, was it 3 minutes of chess? Mm-hmm. And the board is taken away, and they fight. And then at the end of that round, they go back to the game. You win by knocking someone out or by winning the chess game.
No, that's not a thing.
It's so weird.
That's not a thing.
It is.
Why are you guys... I swear to God, you guys just sit on YouTube and look up the weirdest shit.
World Chess Boxing Championships. They're out there doing the
game. Imagine how many concussions there are. How can you even concentrate on the game after you've been wakatha'd in the head like 13 times?
Chess round. Both men are being
shit.
Careful. And
there's
avoiding
Anthony Vincent,
the risk of giving his opponent an opening. Just like...
And fuck chess, dog. Let's do this. Straight to boxing.
Just as they did at the chessboard.
Now, this is kind of cool, right? But nothing
careful.
Will ever compare to this new sport I found. Not new. Ooh. It's probably been going on for a while. I've tried to text you guys a couple times in the thread.
Uh-uh.
I did.
Uh-uh.
It's called Sepaktakra. Is it Sepak...
Is that what you were saying?
Sepaktakra.
C-pack I couldn't
tackle.
Figure out what there was no context.
I know. I was hoping you guys would look
yeah,
at
it. Yeah, I didn't understand what the hell he was talking
stroke.
About.
Stroke.
I just kind of countered it with trichophobia.
Yeah.
I counterpunched him.
You fucking dexahedron.
You texted some shit I didn't understand, so I had to bring him to a part where darkness prevailed.
Sepak Takraw.
This is that shit everybody needs to be getting on in 2019.
What?
Sepak Takraw Tournament. Oh, I hate that it has music.
Look at all these people.
Dope,
they're all about it, too.
It's volleyball, but it's only with kicks.
That's like some Aztec game.
This is all in a Muay Thai studio right now. Them kicking the shit out of that
thing,
dude.
How the fuck did he even kick his leg like that?
They're ninjas.
Look how brolic their legs are,
yeah.
And how small their upper bodies
shit.
Are.
Shit. Fucking dragon kick. It's like you can smash that ball through someone's skull. I don't know how hard the ball must be. It looks smaller than a volleyball. Yeah.
There was a game like that. Now that I think about it.
Oh, they're using their heads, too.
Oh, wait, no.
Look at him hold his head like, ow.
Fucking kick volleyball. That is so cool. I would get into this shit. I'd buy t-shirts for the team.
I'm pretty sure there was a game like that.
How is that not?
I think Chris is right. Like, there was a fucking a game that was like that, like, where they kick the ball, but they have to kick it through a hoop or some shit.
Yeah, that is an Aztec game. Yeah.
That's what I thought. I still can't seem to get over how big their lower body was compared to their top half.
It's all calf.
Look at that
shit.
How do you even do that?
He just oh my God.
Huh? He just took off his head.
Obviously, listeners at home can't see what we're watching here, but this is nuts.
He just did some backflip dragon kick shit.
What is that serve? Did a windmill kick
serve. The sport is called CPAC, S-E-P-A-K, Tack Raw.
They really are just like...
T-A-K-R-A-W. Look at that. How does his body move like
that? That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you even do that?
How are we even watching baseball right now in 2019? Why is everybody watching baseball? A large man in a button down throw a ball when we could be watching these ninjas do some straight. Like, that's some shit you would see in like a movie where they're pretending to train that way. But these motherfuckers out there doing it.
That is like some serious crouching tiger, hidden dragon shit.
They're all fucking, what's her name? Black Widow from Avengers.
Yeah.
The only one with the superpower to kick.
But not the power to love.
Sad. Sad life.
My name is CPAC Takra.
What the
professional
fuck?
Ball kicker.
I don't understand how he was... Like, he did a split without doing a split.
Yeah, he's triple hinged.
Triple hinged?
Triple jointed.
We've seen him combine boxing and chess. If you were going to combine two different sports, what would you put together?
That's a good question, Bob.
No, I already, Monopoly... and competitive rowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to race to the board around a lake.
In order to roll the dice.
In order to roll the dice, yeah.
Damn. Golf and NASCAR.
Ooh. Yeah. Jenga crochet. No, that's dumb. You gotta play Jenga, but also crochet like a napkin.
Demolition derby basketball.
Ooh.
That's just Rocket League, bro.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, that's soccer, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I think that's soccer.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen Football Spelling Bee?
That sounds horrible.
The older athletes
I don't understand how they were doing the chess and boxing thing because you're getting wakatai'd in the head like repeatedly.
What's that now? They're getting what?
Wakatai'd.
Wakatai'd?
Wakatai'd. Look up wakatai'd.
You don't. Don't do it because you're going to get
wakatai'd. It's going to be like, dong. Watch. There's a dude named Wakata.
Yeah, he's a fucking astronaut. He's an American hero. Oh, no, actually, he's Japanese, isn't he? Yeah, Japanese engineer.
I like how he's Japanese, but he's standing next to an American flag.
He's a JAXA, J-A-X-A astronaut. Is that a thing? JAXA? Yep, his name is Koichi Wakata.
Yeah, but I thought...
Son of a bitch.
We're looking for Wakata.
Oh, with a H in there? That seems like he's changing the word.
Wakata with a H.
With a H.
Let's try that. Okay, things are getting a little different kind of letters.
It's just a little different kind of letters.
Okay. Is that what you want to, Chris?
Sinhala Walkatha? No, bro.
The largest Walkatha.
Those are some tig old bitty.
Willa collection. Is that some kind of porn?
Is that like a fucking nickname for boobs?
I don't know.
Is this my thing I just found?
It's written in Hindi or something. No,
it's definitely Hindu.
I don't.
This is probably where you order people, dude. I don't like this.
Curly letters.
Yeah, I'm not trying to order nobody today.
Oh, gross.
Those are some beautiful letters.
So, yeah, I don't think that's a word for punch, on the internet at least.
No, not on the internet.
Okay, then it's not real.
Was there an R at the end of that shit? Did it say Wakatar?
Wakatar.
Is that Wakatar?
No, I'm done typing in your words. Type in polo jockey.
There you go.
No, we've already done that, right?
It'll just show up a picture of Bob.
Oh, it was in your suggestions, though. That's weird.
Dustin has a lot of things in his suggested feed, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, hey, just type I'm in scared. Two. Let's try typing in two letters.
Yeah, two letters.
I don't want to play that game.
Yeah, let's play two letters.
D and O. Just stop after D, though. Let's see what we're going to build this.
Dana Gould, Dolphin Penis, Delta Airlines, Discover Card Login, Dictionary, Delta, Drudge Report, Domino's Pizza, DirecTV, and Driving Directions.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Yeah.
No,
I mean dolphin penis.
Definitely dolphin penis, but
that's weird. That's kind of weird.
Okay,
that's just what it says for everybody. It's not because I typed that. I didn't type
all right,
that.
Now one more letter. O.
Dolphins penis. Domino's pizza. Dollar Tree. Docs. Dollar General. Oh, Dow Jones. Man. Stock market today. This is all just normal things everybody gets.
Yep, because everybody looks up dolphin penis twice.
Oh man,
and he clicks on it.
Damn it! Ah, oh, dang.
Look at that penis.
Aw, dang it. It was like an octopus in his stomach.
The fuck is that? What Jesus Christ. Why That's are you trying to superimpose that to something different?
Let's, this has been some...
This has been a weird one, guys.
Let's bring it on back.
I actually grow my toenails and then I file them to a point. That's what I do.
Okay.
What? Why are you looking at me like that, Doctor?
I'm sorry. I was interested. I don't know. I was paying attention to
the I'm looking at him looking at
I'm not
you,
even going to sit here in front like I haven't done that. I've actually physically done that.
You're disgusting. You
I know. It was, it was funny, but I did it for a purpose, okay? I did it for a purpose because I used to walk around and just like poke Jen with that one toenail.
So you sharpened your toenails?
No, just one toenail. It was just the one.
Just to poke
like
somebody?
Like a
just
Pan's Labyrinth just enemy.
Just a
like a demon.
Just to poke people.
You know, for under the blanket fights.
Exactly. Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes shit gets real underneath the blanket. So, you know, you got to defend yourself.
The toe being the only pointy thing he the had only under the blankets. Thing.
Exactly.
Right.
It was his last defense.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't realize you needed that.
It kind of helps my ego when you... Attack your ass like a bullet in a riot. Much back like a sumo slamming that ass. Leaving your face in the grass. They're like...
Hello? Oh, hey, Bob. Shit.
Up? I'm back.
I was scared.
I missed anything?
Macho has like leaky toes or some shit.
No, you have leaky toes. I don't understand why half your foot is wet. It doesn't make sense. Look at Dustin's shoes.
Don't look at
me. Well, I mean, listeners, you guys can't look at his shoes. But half of his shoe is wet. The other half is dry, and it doesn't make sense.
Macho, sometimes a man's toe will leak.
Why?
It's just...
Explain.
It's a medical condition that a lot of people don't want to talk about.
They're man problems. And
so that's a human man problem?
I guess.
Okay. Because I don't have leaky toes.
Yeah, it's a thing. Leaky toes.
Now, you know, foot milk is actually very good for the complexion.
So they say.
So he has foot milk. He also has squirty, tiny nipples.
We've never established they squirt.
Yeah, we did.
No.
Yeah, we did.
No, I'm done, guys. I'm out.
Where the fuck are you going?
No, my nipples don't squirt, bro.
His feet are so wet.
He left puddles on his way out. This is bullshit. Now we got to clean this.
Have you talked to a physician about it at all? About how leaky you're smelly.
Like, I have like, a
disgusting.
Like how much they leak.
Fucking slimy ass toes are.
Like, okay.
See, it's one thing if they're leaking, man. It's just how much they leak.
My toe doctor tells me that it's totally normal for men of my age to have a little bit of leakage on their toes.
But that much though, like you're practically lactating.
Yeah. Lacto.
They're juicy.
Lacto.
I got juicy toes.
It's a juicy toe boy.
Speaking of juicy toes, I have a juicy pair of janties if you guys want to see them.
What?
Have you seen these janties?
No.
Jean panties?
I thought a janty was
Don't
like
you
a,
sit here and lie to me.
Dude, I'm not. This is gonna be bad audio again.
He's lying to me again. I feel like Dustin lies to me all the time.
Dude. Never.
Nah, bro.
I know that there is jampers.
Oh, there it is. Janties.
Oh my god, panties? Dude! I could have sworn that we've talked about this one time before that they were gonna make jean
Those are
panties.
Just shorts.
They're the newest thing. Like they're beach wear, they're formal wear. They're
now I don't know how formal.
They got thongs too.
Right just wearing there, a top. Smaller pair of jeans under your jeans. Fuck,
there it is, right there.
Yeah, that's your thong. Your denim thong.
Did you see the jampers?
What's a jamper?
They're like jean fucking
denim pampers.
Yeah, denim pampers. For babies. For berbers.
I don't know about all that, but I'm definitely getting me a sweet pair of janties.
Do it. You won't.
I will.
I don't think you
no balls.
Have the balls.
I think the problem might be that I have the balls.
I don't know. He was.
That might be a problem with those. I don't think they could contain balls. Yeah, I'm thinking like if I were to wear janties, there would be some on the left and the right.
And the right, yep. A little bit of both.
If I was to wear
there
janties,
would be no coverage.
There'd be charges.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think these are for men, guy.
No, I don't think. Well, dude, hold on.
Guy, dude.
There you go. Janties for men. No, I instantly like wanted to backtrack.
Oh,
my...
top five panties for men.
That's a thing.
Top five panties for men in 2019. Our top pick will surprise you.
Go ahead and turn off safe search for you guys.
Oh God!
Oh, damn it! Damn
so,
it!
How is that doing it for you?
It's just a bunch of jock straps.
This is just panties on men.
Fuckers.
Yeah, I don't
Bro,
like this.
Come on.
This is Toby Keith shit.
All right, so
my eyes
with,
have cancer.
With the safe search turned off, let's just put some letters into his search bar.
Let's not fucking do that.
That's how we derailed last time. Stop.
So,
yeah.
What's up with the picture of money, man?
I just want you guys to remember what we're here for.
Some cash. Oh.
Oh,
that green
$20 bills and $150.
And $150.
Yeah,
because
I don't know,
makes
man.
Sense.
Why even be specific?
I like my bills
about
with
that?
Three
no one
digits.
Can see that.
That's
like,
a lot of money.
I guarantee you there's a 10 in there somewhere. Whatever, dude.
It probably is. It's probably all singles and they Photoshop the fucking...
The dollar has a girlfriend. Is it still a single?
No, now it's a $2 bill.
No, that's just, it's still a single. I'm pretty sure.
Is there a difference between that and, like, since it's only a dollar, Dustin, it's not a person? Does it count?
I'm sorry, is that a question? Is there a difference between that because it's only a dollar, Dustin, and it's not a person?
It's not a person.
Count? Okay. No, there's no difference, I think.
Okay, all right, good. Fair enough. There's no difference.
Now
you heard
that
it
we've
here
established
first.
Some ground.
You've heard it
now
here
that
first.
We know the question.
I completely fucked what I was
How
trying to say.
How many dollars up. Would it take
to not be a single
a person?
I heard like $7.50 out in India.
Dope.
Speaking of India, Macho,
what?
How much is it going to cost for me to get India?
Dang.
It's horrible.
And he's India.
Do you get it? Because how much does it cost for me to get India?
No,
in,
I don't think
India,
he gets it.
Like
no.
into you.
I don't want you to be in any.
Gets it.
Chris, I think he wants to be India.
No, he was talking to you, bro.
Fuck.
I was talking to you.
You sure?
Yeah.
Somebody behind me?
European.
Yeah, but Macho, how fucking... much though?
Single.
A single?
Soon as you define singles.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm thinking about starting a dating site. Hear me out.
Okay.
It's called Singles Only. No one can date. You can only go on there and not have relationships.
And not have relationships. Mm. You just chat.
It's the relationship ender service. Your
Shit.
Girlfriend's being kind of a pain. Your wife is like,
you send somebody
you
to break
woman.
Up with them.
So you go on Singles Only and...
And then all of a sudden, dink, Facebook update.
Yeah.
Your status is you've just joined Singles Only.
Yep.
And that's how everybody knows.
They know.
All right. Is this a dating service or is it a breakup
it's
service?
It's kind of a reverse dating service.
Yeah. That's a good way to explain it. The reverse of dating.
Yeah. Without all the icky words and stuff from a breakup.
Yeah. Hey, hon.
No feels.
Fair. I let you know. I just joined Singles Only. So,
oosh. Here's your bag.
Woof.
You can
it's
have the
awkward
dog.
Here.
You can always be lonely.
Nice.
I kind of want to invent an app that makes you sick. So that you have an excuse not to do things. But it only makes you sick for like an hour.
Yeah, it's an app that tells you to eat a cigarette.
Did you see it?
Yeah. It's dope app, dude.
I need an excuse to get out of school.
Like eat this clover.
Voice changer app so you can call into work. You sound sick.
No matter what your voice sounds like, they change it to sound like mine right now.
Yeah. That's the upgraded model. You actually have to pay for that. Otherwise, yeah. It actually does make you sick. Like it hits you with a syringe or some shit.
Oh dang.
Oh, dang.
No.
Try this new app.
Beans?
Oh, dang. Beans.
Need an app called Aw, Dang.
Aw, Dang. It's a hypodermic.
How long before they do that for like diabetes testing and stuff? Sugar testing? You just have a little thing on your phone. That
Believe it or
out.
Not,
there is
they
like
have that
now.
Already.
On the phone?
Yeah. It's a little thing that you plug into like the ear port or some shit, the earphone port.
Oh, see, it's not. What I'm saying is more like blade
you don't even
sword.
Have to do that.
Just cuts off your whole
like
finger.
If you grab it wrong. King.
They yeah, like a scythe.
Mad spikes come
they
out.
Have a Bluetooth device that they plant under your skin, and it can connect to your phone and give you all the readings.
That's
more
some
man than
shit.
He's more machine yeah. than man now.
So I can connect to that little thing that you have in your skin, right, Bob? And I can get your whole search history and everything.
What?
Is that what you're trying
yeah,
to
say?
Yeah,
can I hack your body?
I didn't say you had Internet Explorer under your skin.
I mean, you did say it was Bluetooth. I can like pair it, right?
Yeah, we can sync with.
Oh,
it.
Can I control your body?
Can I Rickroll your arm?
Fuck, dude. No. I'm about to hack his module.
Oh, dude. God.
Bro, your arm just liked this meme I made.
Yeah. Go ahead. Say something now, Bob.
Meme liked by Bob's arm.
Hey, look at that.
That's crazy.
Check this out. Watch it.
Thanks,
watch
Bob's
it.
Arm.
Look at, I made his arm move. Look at.
I'm actually subscribed to his arm.
Dude, there's a subscribe. Oh, there's the subscribe button.
Yeah,
I found
he has
it.
An RSS feed. Somebody's not watching their calories today.
What the fuck?
Looks like.
Come on, Bob. Do better.
Salt levels are low. Bob, drink a glass of water today.
Leave me alone.
You look dehydrated according to the readings.
God damn it.
I'm trying to sleep. Bob, you're having a nightmare.
Just poking himself in the head with him.
You see the teaser for the new Star Wars?
No.
The Rise of Skywalker?
Yep.
I heard of it. I haven't seen the trailer.
I'm confused as the order that they're going in now.
It's weird because Luke's dead, right?
It's supposed to be the end of the new trilogy. Why not?
Spoilers, right?
I mean, the movie came out a while ago, bro.
Yeah. So Luke's dead, and we all know Carrie Fisher is actually dead. So how is a Skywalker rising? That's all of them, my dude. Unless they're trying to say the chick is a Skywalker.
But she wasn't. They said she had no lineage. Well,
that's what they say.
The evil fucker said she had no lineage.
Yeah, Kylo Ren. It's going to be a weird nerd cast.
I really am confused.
If you remember, in episode one, Phantom Menace, Qui-Gon asked her, who's the boy's father? There is no father. What if there is a father that had a different offspring? And maybe she is a Skywalker.
I don't know, man. I can't really keep track as to how they have the order of Star Wars. Because, like, the first one was, like, the last one or some shit. But, like, the last one was actually, like, the first one. I don't fucking understand how it goes anymore.
Well, it was the middle three movies, then the first three movies, and now it's going to be three sequels, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's how it works.
Why?
You start in the middle, you flash back to the beginning, and then you finish it.
Bob.
Like, I watched Space Jam 2 first.
Dustin.
That's how you read a book, isn't it?
Bob. But why?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't know. I guess the guy wrote the story, supposedly, and just liked the middle part the best.
Just smoked the monster blunt one day. It was like, you know what? We should start a movie from the middle.
Yeah. Let's tell the story from the middle first.
Like, they've never made another movie of space. What the fuck are they? The little car things that they had? What were they?
What?
Right, the Anakin
the
shit?
The little space cars.
Whatever the fuck. I don't even know what they were called. Pod racers.
Pod racers.
Oh, no, I think he's referring to.
You want a pod racer movie.
What in
the
fuck?
That was the coolest part about that movie, I think, was pod racing.
They've never referenced this again, ever, after that.
What a fucking great game, too. The pod racing game.
It was a fun game. I gotta say, it was a fun game.
Oh, my God. Fuck that game.
You didn't like
that game? The fucking was awful.
I loved that
game. I hated that game.
Huh.
It was fucking horrible.
It was hot.
It looked cool. Like, the first few courses were good. But then, wasn't there parts that were just, like, so frustrating?
Some of the tracks got difficult, but it's still fun to play.
I mean, you just don't sound like a racer boy, Chris.
I think Chris is a slow man.
I feel like you don't race anything.
I like to go fast. Faster than you.
What do you think is kind of like the soundtrack to your life? Like, if you had an intro music for WWE or something, like, but that was something to play when you walked in the room, what would it be?
Oh, my God. It would be different every time I walked in the room.
Yeah, it really would be.
You only pick one, though, I think, is the problem in this universe.
Because I'm walking on sunshine.
That's very good.
Yeah. That's what mine would be all the time.
Man, he's got the best one. I know what Chris's is.
I think I would have.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, did you want me to?
Oh, I bet I've never heard it before.
You probably have.
Oh, my God. Is it good? Oh, wow. Look how good this is.
I think that's a really good one, though.
Yep. Constantly on a fucking loop in my brain all day. All day long.
You keep talking.
You keep talking. I can't hear you.
Don't.
You might have to play it again. I don't think that they actually heard it. You know?
Yeah, don't do that. It's fine. I think they get it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think it's been played.
Oh,
dope beat.
That's Bob's.
Hey, boys, what is this, trap?
What if it was just a random
story about a boy named Chris?
Jesus Christ.
He was so sad and lonely because he smelled like shit. Hey, Chris was at his school. They were having prom.
This really...
He did not find a
soul.
Date, so he
you know what I mean?
What
is it like a great soul or bad soul?
Like, it's like you're singing right to my asshole.
He smells like pain.
You know what I mean, though? Like you're singing directly into my asshole.
A poor little Chris.
Oh, great. That was great. Strong. You
I'm
hit that note.
Dude, I'm stoked. All right, well, good show, guys. I'm leaving.
Chris is gone now.
God, I forgot that was a 48-second clip.
That's a long clip.
Yeah, it's almost a minute worth of that song.
Because it went double platinum.
Yeah, so, I made a lot of ringtone cash off that.
What if when you walked to the room, it was just a random song, like off something random off of Spotify or iTunes or whatever?
Just whatever playlist you're rocking with at the time.
No, whatever seems to be popular at the time.
No, I would hate that.
Something random.
I wouldn't want my shit to be some popular mainstream shit.
I feel like it would be, hello, darkness, my old friend.
I walk into a funeral, like, trying to be all somber and calm, but... I swear to God, this has just always been my song. I'm so sorry. I don't mean it like a joke.
Everybody
get
just
out.
Like donating money to you. Completely fucked a funeral. They just started throwing money at you. Yeah. Like, here you go.
I think I want mine to be tub thumping. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You ain't never gonna keep me down.
No, that was your soundtrack the other night when you were running butt naked in the forest. All
right, dude, we don't gotta always talk about that. I don't know what happened back there. I still haven't gone in the woods yet.
It's bad. As a matter of fact, I was talking about shit like that the other day with my boss, how a couple years back I would come to work randomly with like a new scar or some shit or a scratch or like a bruise or something on my face and have no idea how I got it.
Well, part of it's because we had a trampoline.
That happened once. That definitely. Shit. I just couldn't stop at one backflip. I remember that.
Yeah. He's like, I can't do it. I can do a backflip. I'm like, no, you can't. And he did it. I was like, oh, you can. And he just kept doing it.
And I just kept doing it.
He stopped landing on his feet. Not so much that. Now he lands on his
now
forehead.
I land on my face.
Yeah.
Nice. The complete opposite side of my body. Remember that fucking one time that Aries, I think it was Aries. Aries hit me in the face with like a broomstick or some shit.
Damn.
No,
it was on accident.
At
a complete on accident.
That's my
like
my dude.
He hit me with a broomstick and it like fucking like shaved a part of my nose off. Or
what
some
the
shit.
Fuck, Michael Jackson?
Yeah, it was fucking bad, bro. Like it literally gashed my nose open or something like that.
Oh my god,
it was
the funniest
fucking. I was drunk as shit.
That's probably why I don't remember it.
Yeah, yeah, but
yeah, I don't remember him walking around with a damaged beak.
I don't remember his nose hanging off.
Yeah, it. Yeah, yeah, weird. It definitely did. There was like another time where we were like jumping over the fire pit and I fell on my face or some shit.
Remember like some Mandela shit, guys.
We had a pallet on the fire pit, and I tried to kick it to break it so it would go in,
and, your foot
and my
got
foot
stuck.
Got stuck in the fire. Yeah, that was fun.
Jesus.
I burnt my boot.
That shit was so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, that might be where the leaky toe started.
Ah, that makes sense. Where all the problems started for Dustin.
Full circle, baby.
Holy shit. Remember that one time? See, a lot of these stories is like we were really drunk.
I've never actually had alcohol.
No, it was crack then.
Yeah, that's...
It was definitely...
Probably when I was really heavy on crack. Different.
But we wound up, like, wandering in the woods. Got lost for a little bit. Wound up coming... Like, where I live at now, we wound up behind that house. Don't know how the fuck we wound up there.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was bad. We wound up a block away. Like, how the fuck did we even get here?
We followed from the woods behind my house, which was, like, two streets over, to the woods behind your house. Just the woods.
Just the woods. Dude, emerged out of the woods at the street like what the fuck.
We were wearing clothes that time.
Yeah, we definitely had clothes on
that time.
Weird. Well, you know, sometimes
what's weird about it, Bob?
That what he said that time.
Well, I mean, I would ask what's weird about two men who enjoy each other's company being not dressed,
you know,
in the woods
just hugging it out.
No one said that. No one said we hugged.
Were you cuddling?
No one's saying that either.
So Kyra just found out what furries are.
What are furries?
Yeah, Macho, do tell.
Explain this to us.
What are furries for you?
Furries for me is when people dress up in those animal costumes and go in the woods and just, do what animals do.
Wow, dude. Like, I mean, there are some that do that, but that's not all furries.
No, it's kind
of. So then what is your definition of furries?
What? It's just somebody that dresses up as like a cartoon animal.
Yeah, it's like playing a role.
No club.
Like when I was growing up and I learned what a furry was, that was somebody who does that shit.
Because Bob didn't answer the question, do you think he's a Spice World?
It might be.
Maybe.
What?
Let's look up Bob's Google information.
No, better not. Better not. I know what happens if I look at your fucking Google searches.
Don't look at my Google.
It's all toothbrushes.
It
is.
Dude, all different kinds and colors, bro. Sizes and all.
Look at you getting excited.
Yeah, dude.
You're like the Willy Wonka
toothbrushes. You can't. Stop. Okay. Go down.
And his pants are changing.
Oh my God.
Man, it's fine.
They're forming into janties.
Look at it. Look, just watch. Watch.
I gotta go.
Why is Chris always trying to leave?
I gotta go stab myself in the fucking.
Sometimes it feels like every time we come here, you Me Too one of us.
I'm not mean to you guys.
What?
Hello?
I said lean to.
Oh, I thought you said mean to. I was like, I'm not mean to you.
I said me too.
Stop making up words, Dustin.
I said feet you.
Come on,
feet
macho.
You. No, you
toe sucker.
What the lint liquor.
Wow, dude. Too far.
I'm sorry.
Wow, man.
I didn't mean that. But you know what?
Are you okay?
Pickle you, Kumquat.
Okay.
Are you okay,
dude.
Dustin?
I don't know.
We're going to cut this out.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking cut it out.
I feel like
Chris,
I'm in
this
a Stride commercial.
Like
really
I'm
do. Except nobody's fucking smiling, Macho.
It's Orbit, actually.
Whatever.
If you're going to say it, come correct. Now I'm angry, too.
Do you have like a mint thing with your mouth? You have to have the taste of mint at all times. That's why you have 47 toothbrushes.
That's exactly what it is, as a matter of fact.
Let me tell you about my favorite flavor.
It's cock. The mint masks the flavor of cock.
He's got cock flavored toothpaste.
I'm not a chicken. I'm a duck.
I'm not a chicken, but don't push me.
What?
What happened?
Hey, come on.
I don't know. I don't know what happened anymore. Just a mint flavor. I kind of got euphoric and lost. Sorry.
I think you got about one more time to use the word euphoric tonight before we take that from you.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I like to chew gum because it's filled with lots of vitamin C and riboflavin.
Riboflavin.
Yeah.
So,
of course,
you know, there's that.
Did you happen to have that host behavioral modification device installed?
Yeah. Here, let me just adjust this knob. And...
Yep.
Do better, idiot.
So
we call it the host behavior modificator, but it's really just a little hand that comes out of the back of the seat,
just slaps the shit out of you.
Pretty much.
Pat, 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 pat.
But not like a normal hand, like that big ass Disney glove.
Shut up, Bob.
Yeah. Bob, if you could just.
Huh? Oh, shit. What? Wake up, Bob. Come on, man.
Damn it. Hey, Bob.
What's going on?
How does he do? How was he sleeping with his eyes open?
The show ended hours ago. Fuck? You okay? Oh, damn. Yeah,
no, he's still got his mic on, headset on. You know?
I feel like we're still recording.
Oh, what?
Was I there?
No.
Yeah, all you guys are there.
Don't you be dreaming about me, Bob.
I showed up for the show and like all three of you came out of the woods naked with BB guns. I don't know what was going on.
Mine wasn't a BB gun. It was an assault rifle.
It was a super soaker.
It was just a pea shooter.
All right, let's not brag now.
My boy got a super soaker out there.
Mystical creatures.
You were looking for unicorns last night, weren't you? You were looking for that mystical creature in the woods.
He's out there in the woods playing Princes of the fucking Universe.
As a 6'5", bald, naked man in the woods, I am the unicorn.
He played Link. He was playing as Link last night.
Don't do that.
I'm not a fan of what I did. I'm not like, guys, I did some totally dope stuff.
I am so happy you did.
It killed my chill.
Really. When I saw the happy video, you I did.
Like just I almost came over last
I
night.
I love the fact. Did you see his facial
that
expression?
That would have been weird, my dude.
Dude, his oh, facial hey. Expression.
So surprised to Chris Carr. Oh, hey. Just stand there butt ass naked. It's a good thing you're here. Come on. They're still back there. What are you?
Nah, bro. Dude.
How his facial expression changed when he looked at the camera feed.
Yo, it ruined my whole day.
He was like, man.
Oh. I tell Chris, I'm telling the story because it's funny that I did that, I guess. And then Chris is like, oh, you got cameras too. I'm like, oh. I just checked the feedback and boy, oh boy. Ha.
Just, wow. Ha.
What is going on in there?
If it feels like there's been a weird energy tonight. I think it's because it's in my head. It's burnt in. I'm still seeing it.
Oh no, it's stuck.
That's crazy.
And it's gonna stick. And it's forever going to be there. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I love that. It's
people do weird shit when they black out.
I'm gonna text it to the group.
Like hunt ghosts in the
don't
woods.
You text that to the group.
Naked. No, please don't.
I don't. It's not like I'm a guy who blacks out. The way we've told this whole episode, it's like, oh, remember we were drunk doing this. I'm not that guy.
No.
My son got a babysitter for the night, so me and my wife had a little bit of alcohol, but I
had
forgot
a lot.
At some point.
But I had a lot of
it. We watched Glass, we were watching movies, and I would just make a drink, but we had that Everclear, the 195, whatever.
That shit is no joke.
And after like two drinks, I forget. I don't know.
Don't Everclear know is no that. Joke. I've done some real dumb shit on Everclear, too. It's I can
powerful
honestly
say. Stuff, man.
I went through the whole bottle and a half a bottle of peach whiskey.
Fucking shit.
You should have alcohol poisoning.
Was there no vodka as well?
There was no vodka, no. My thought process was, let's stop getting the vodka. Let's get something like really heavy that I would only make like one or two drinks a night with. Oh, good idea. What happens after the second drink is you forget that.
You forget those past
I forgot
two
the
drinks.
Reason I had to
you
get
know,
this real
I
good
I feel
stuff.
Like this has happened before. Maybe it didn't end the same. But I think the last time you bought a bottle of Everclear because you wanted to like consolidate
your alcohol. Yeah, he wanted to
rip
the stove out of the fucking...
Yeah, things happened that time too.
That wasn't Everclear. That was Southern Comfort.
Oh, really?
No, you're talking shit. Back on the at the other house.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
I
talking
was,
about here.
Yeah, I was thinking of something here too.
The last time you got Everclear, yeah.
Well, what
that
I remember
shit's
is
fucking crazy.
I don't remember him doing anything crazy. I remember him saying he felt hungover every day.
Yeah,
after.
You were wrecked the next day.
Like every day. Every day you drank it.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's because of what that is. Yeah. It's because I was fucking mainlining Everclear.
Butt chugging Everclear.
Yeah. Feel the burn.
Well, this has been the Dustin Intervention Podcast.
What the fuck?
Oh, man. Think about that. Like, people actually do that shit.
I don't think that's real. That's actually was a hoax. Bro. I think high school students got the news to report that, and then it became a hoax. That,
no,
like,
that people actually do that.
No, they do that.
There was a news article one day came out, like, high school students putting beer in their butts. That's how they get drunk now. And then, like, on Reddit or some shit, they found out, like, yo, no one actually does this shit. They just made that shit up, and the news took it.
No, people do that.
There was this whether one it was show. Made up or not, one way or another, I know people have done it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Like, there was this one show, I can't remember what, it was kind of like one of those taboo show things, and people were doing coffee enemas.
Dude, swear.
Oh, yeah, she was addicted to them.
Yeah, she was addicted to coffee enemas or some shit. So I can only sit here and imagine that maybe that might be legit with somebody butt chugging beer or some shit.
I mean, you got to wake up, right? Mm. You got to wake up in the morning.
So, yeah, shove it up your fucking ass. Why not? Let's go. Coffee beans and all. This was a weird show.
Yeah.
This was definitely a weird show, I gotta say.
Sure.
I'm happy all this has happened. We have covered a lot of ground here today.
Glad to be here.
Dustin covered a lot of ground last night.
You all came. Thank you, Macho.
No problem, man. Yeah, anytime. Chris.
Thanks, Dad.
Chris, go home.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Daddy.
Bob, learned if you can wake up, today. Please, that would be great.
What if that's what actors said when they won an award? Like, I just want to thank my heaven daddy.
Sky daddy.
Sky daddy. Oh,
that's my sky daddy.
Dad?
What the hell?
We're going to hell, guys.